אוקיי, ודורים בנתיבות שלום עם פרשת דברים, the topic is, השם לוקח עמך לא חסרת הדבר, השם, your God is with you, you lack nothing. The pasuk says, כי השם לוקח ברכך בכל מעשה ידיך, ידע לך לך את המדבר הגדול הזה, זה 40 שנה. השם לוקח עמך לא חסרת הדבר. The pasuk says, for השם, your God has blessed you in everything you've done. And Hashem has intimately known your journeys through this great desert for 40 years. Hashem has been with you and you lacked nothing. הרבי הקדוש, המגיד מקוז'ניץ, זכותו יגן לנו, כתב בעבודת ישראל. The Magid Mikoznitz wrote in the work עבודת ישראל, שפרשה זו נקראת תמיד בתשעה הימים שבין ראש חודש אב לתשעה באב בו. It's always read during the 9 days. ומומז בהיקרא, and what's alluded to in this verse, ידע לכתך את המדבר הגדול הזה, God knew, intimately knew, your journeys through this great desert, לאורות, that's coming to teach us, שגם בזמנים החשוכים ביותר, even in the darkest times, הקדוש ברוך הוא נמצא עם ישראל. השם is with the Jewish people. שגם כי אנו עוברים בין המצרים, even though we're in this time, in between, between Shiva Asav Tammuz, between Tisha B'Av, Umosh Chodesh Av Ad Tetbo, and we're even in this dark time, the 9 days, which were days of destruction throughout our history. Lo Yitosh Hashem Et Amo V'Nachlato. Hashem does not forsake His nation. Hashem does not forsake His land. Ki Hashem Elokecha Imach Lo Chasarta Davar. The verse that says, for throughout these 40 years, Hashem your God is with you, you've lacked nothing. שהוא יתברך עמך, he is with you, ואינך חסר כלום, and you lack nothing. כמו כאשר הוליכנו במדבר, במקום סכנה, just as when Hashem walked us through the desert, the area that was a dangerous area, בארץ לא עבר איש, in a land that no man dared traverse, היה Hashem הולך לפניהם, in that dangerous territory, Hashem walked before them with a pillar of clouds, or the pillar of fire, Hashem Elokecha Imach Lo Chasarta Hadavar, and Hashem your God is with you, you've lacked nothing. Keota B'china Yesh Gam Bayimim Halalu. That same aspect we have in these days, Yimei HaChashchut Shel Bein HaMetzarim B'Tishat HaYamim, these dark days between Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, Tisha B'Av, between Rosh Chodesh and Tisha B'Av, the 9 days, Shehem B'Bchinat Midbar V'Gei Tzal Mavet. These are days that are the aspect of a desert, the aspect of the shadow of death. וגם כי אלך בגיא צל מוות, and even when I walk through the valley, the shadow of death, לא ירא רע, דוד המלך says, I fear not what's bad, כי אתה עמדי, כי השם, you're with me.
כן, יהיה נתון.
אתה עמדי, והנה אתה, the word אתה, you, רומז לשם החסד. That's an allusion to Hashem's name of kindness. עיקר החסד, the primary aspect of kindness, is מה שאנו זוכים לקרוא לבוראינו הגדול והנורא בלשון אתה. This concept that we merit to call our creator, who is great and awesome, we call him with the term אתה, first person, you. Every time we make a blessing, we say, ברוך אתה, blessed are you. 18 begins at ברוך אתה. וזהו גם כי אלך בגי צל מוות. That's what David the Melech said, even when I walk in the valley with the shadow of death, לא ירא רע, I fear not bad, כי אתה עמדי, because you, first person, אתה, specifically that relationship that I speak to you in the first person, as a you, אתה עמדי, you are with me. והתורה הקדושה רומזת כאן את הדרך ליהודי, and the Holy Torah over here alludes up to the path of the Jew, כאשר עוברת עליו תקופה קשה, when a difficult period passes over him, בבחינת לכתך 40 שנה במדבר הגדול והנורא, meaning this aspect that you walk 40 years in this great and awesome desert, שיהיה השם אלוקיך עמך, that Hashem should be with you, how is that? שיאמין כי אין זה מקרה. The fundamental point is firstly to recognize this isn't a coincidence, אלא השם אלוקיך עמך, but Hashem is with you. The first point is, this isn't just happening. No, Hashem is with you. We're in a desert. We're in a desert that no one dares go in that desert. Hashem says, I'm with you. Ve'emunah zo, and this belief, hi ha'itza shelo echsar lo davar, that's how we reach, that's the etza, that's the advice to attain the point that a person lacks nothing. And like the holy works write, that if you want to know the amulet, how do you make any situation of judgment, any situation where it seems that a person is being taken to judgment in heavens, how does he sweeten it? What's the amulet? What's the segula? It is this concept. Hashem Elokecha Imach. When a person recognizes Hashem is with him, Shaz lo chasalta davar, then he lacks nothing. Am Yisrael aval dalet galuyot kashot miyom hayoto legoy. The Jewish people had 4 difficult exiles from the time they became a nation. V'zeh kvar karov l'alfayim shana, and it is nearly 2 millennium, sheyehudim mityasrim bagalut ha'achona, that this last exile is afflicting us and torturing us. She'en l'cheker, we don't know when it's going to end. U'mehem hayu zmanim kashim biyoter, and through these periods we've had times that were excruciatingly difficult. Shedamam nishpach kamayim, that the Jewish people's blood was spilt like water. V'achal kol zot, and after all of that, Am Yisrael, the Jewish people, chai v'kayam, their living, their extent, v'kor ha-kiyum shel Am Yisrael, and the strength of existence of the Jewish people, u'mizeh she'Hashem Elokecha imach, the root of it is the recognition of this concept that Hashem, our God, is with us, lo chasar tadavar, and therefore we lack nothing. Zeh natan lehem takoach lamod b'chol ma she'avar alehem. That's what gave them the strength to stand up to whatever passed over them. Uchmodita b'zohar hakadosh, and like it says in the Holy Zohar, Kadalu Yisrael b'galuta de'bavel. When the Jews went up in the exile of Babylon, chashivu de'halet lu kiyum al-almin. They thought they'd have no existence for eternity. De'akud shabricha shaviklon. They thought God left them. Ve'lo yashkach bon al-almin, and God would never again look at them. She'chashvu ki hakadosh baruch hu yishlich otam al-panav. They thought God sent them from before him. Ve'lo tiyeh lehem ot kumah le'olam. And never again would they arise. Uvachu meod, and they wept much. Kmo shenizkar, as the verse says, Al naarot bavel, when we reached the rivers of Babylon, Sham yashavnu, there we sat, Gam bachinu, and we wept. Vetanina, namar Rabbi Shimon, the Braisa says, Rabbi Shimon taught, Vayishaita karakut shabrichu lekol pamalia dilei. At that hour, Hashem called all His heavenly forces, V'cholcheila dishmaya, He gathered in all the armies of the heavens, V'amalon, and He said to them, Ma'atuna v'inhacha be'eretz Yisrael, what are you doing here in the land of Israel, you angels? U'ma b'nei rechimai b'galuta de'bavel v'atun hacha. How could it be that my beloved children are in exile in Babylon and you're over here? Kumu arise, chutu kulchon ne'bavel. All of you go down to Babylon, v'anayim chon, and I go with you. Hadao dichtiv, as the verse says, Ko amar Hashem, so said Hashem, Lemanchem shulachti bavela, for your sake I was sent out to Babylon. Shakadosh baruch hu bechol pamalia shel mala, that Hashem and all the heavenly soldiers, all the heavenly angels, Yordu imahem lebavel, went down with them to Babylon. Kadnachtu lebavel, when the angels and Hashem came down to Babylon, Itpatchu shmaya, the heavens opened, Mesharat ruach nevua kadisha al yichezkel, and the spirit of prophecy, the Holy Spirit, settled on Yechezkel, v'chama kol ma dechama, and he saw everything he saw, v'amar lo l'Yisrael hamarichun hacha, and he said to the Jewish people, we're at length over here, v'chol chelei shmaya v'iratichu da'atu l'meidah b'nechon, but you know who's here, the heavenly forces, the heavenly chariots, everything's come down to be with us. Kivan dechamu Yisrael kad chadu, kad kach, when the Jewish people saw that, chadu, they were happy, v'lo chayshu al galuton klal, and they didn't worry about their exile at all. Da'ayadu dekut shabrichu lo shaviklon, they knew that Hashem hadn't left them. Shekasher shomu Yisrael shakadosh baruch hu nimtza imahim, that when the Jews heard that God was with them, samchu meod, they were very happy. U'migodel ha'simcha, kvar lo yagishu klal betzar ha'galut. And that happiness was so great that it dulled the sense. They no longer felt the pain of being in exile. Betaninan, in the Braisa teaches, Becholatal di Yisrael galuta man shchinta galtai mehon. Wherever the Jewish people were exiled, the Shechina was exiled with them. Vehainu, shakoch shel Yisrael lechzik ma'amad bechol ha'galuyot, and that is that the strength of the Jewish people to withstand, to to stand strong in all the exiles, ומתוך שמאמינים ומחזקים עצמם, בכך שהשם אלוקיך עמך. That they believe and they strengthen themselves with the knowledge that Hashem, your God, is with you. Shakadosh Baruch Hu nimtza imahem, Hashem is with them. Bekasher Hashem Elokecha imach, and when Hashem is with you, lo chasar tadavar, you lack nothing. Zekor hakiyum shel klal Yisrael bechol ha'itim. That is the strength of existence of the Jewish people at all times. Vezegam kor hakiyum shel kol yachid bechol hazmanim hakashim ha'ovrim alav. And this is also the strength of existence of any individual whenever harsh times come upon him. Shashem lokecha imach lo chasar tadavar. That Hashem your God is with you and you will lack nothing. וכדברי הזוהר הקדוש שבכל מקום שגלו ישראל שכינה עמהם. Like the Holy Zohar writes that wherever the Jews were exiled, the Shekhinah went with them. שבכוח זה יכולים הם לשאת את הכל. With that strength they could withstand everything. שזה שייך גם לפרט כמו לכלל. This is applicable to every individual just as it is applicable to the congregation at large. And Bezat Hashem, we'll continue here.